The investigation into the Phoenix Police Department is a broad inquiry into police practices and patterns. Attorney General Merrick Garland says the Department of Justice will assess whether Phoenix police used excessive force, abused their power, or discriminated against communities of color, protesters, the homeless, and disabled, like the mentally ill.
Whether the department violates the First Amendment by retaliating against individuals who are engaged in protected expressive activities. Whether the city and its police department respond to people with disabilities in a manner that violates the Americans with Disabilities Act. This includes whether decisions to criminally detain individuals with behavioral health disabilities are proper. Whether the Phoenix Police Department violates the rights of individuals experiencing homelessness by seizing and disposing of their belongings in a manner that violates the Constitution.
Phoenix police have come under fire in recent years for a high number of shootings and its handling of protesters. One lawsuit alleged police and prosecutors colluded to target protesters during a demonstration last summer. In June, top prosecutor of Maricopa County, which includes Phoenix, permanently dismissed charges that included gang allegations against more than a dozen protesters of police brutality. The move came amidst complaints from civil rights advocates. The Phoenix police and prosecutors were abusing their authority and engaging in political prosecutions intended to silence dissent and scare protesters. The American Civil Liberties Union of Arizona has sued Phoenix police in the past for actions against protesters and said the investigation was needed to force the department to change. Legal Director Victoria Lopez said in a statement, quote, "This is not a case of a few bad apples. Phoenix PD has deep-rooted systemic problems with the way it treats community members," unquote. The Division on Civil Rights will lead the investigation into the city of Phoenix and its police force. Kristen Clark is head of the division.
We found that the evidence here warrants a full investigation, but we approach this process with no predispositions or pre-drawn conclusions.
A study released by Ohio University earlier this year finds Arizona had the fourth highest number of fatal police shootings in the country per capita between 2015 and 2020. Last month, a Phoenix officer was arrested for assaulting a man in handcuffs. The incident was caught on his body camera. The investigation will also assess how police in Phoenix treat the disabled, particularly those experiencing mental illness and/or homelessness, which Attorney General Garland says should not be treated as a criminal justice issue.
Our society is straining the policing profession by turning to law enforcement to address a wide array of social problems. Far too often, police officers are the first ones called when someone is experiencing a mental health crisis in any setting. But it is almost certain that police will be called to respond to someone experiencing a mental health crisis if that person is also without housing. And as we have repeatedly seen, the risks to everyone involved in such interactions are enormous.
To that end, Garland says his office is offering grants and training to help law enforcement as well as community groups address homelessness and mental health issues. He also says his department has sent a letter to state courts urging them to implement eviction diversion strategies to avoid evictions and a potential increase in homelessness amidst the pandemic. The city of Phoenix also plans to start a new program this year to respond to mental health calls by placing behavioral health professionals in the field. The Phoenix police chief and mayor say they welcome the investigation. The group Poder in Action, an organization that supports victims of police violence, warily welcomed the investigation too, noting the investigations are costly and end up with weak reform-based recommendations that eventually give police more money, the group said. They're calling for greater funding towards community-based groups instead. This probe marks the third launch during the Biden administration. Phoenix, which has one of the top 10 largest police departments in the country, may be the largest undertaking so far. Probes were previously launched on Minneapolis and Louisville police. I'm Christina Onnestad, reporting for KPFA.